Pamela bottles up her emotions with alcohol, hoping it will numb her pain. But when her life starts unraveling, she's forced to face up to her demons. Lotus FM presents Bottled Up by Samantha Govender.
Mom, what are you up to?
Just doing some research on my drinking.
Did you go on the Alcoholic Anonymous website?
No. I was researching symptoms of an alcoholic.
And?
Well, my hands did shake, and I do have a problem sleeping. But that's it.
Mom, what's the problem? What do you want to know?
I want to know if I'm an alcoholic. I know I'm going through a phase in my life.
Okay.
Don't think I'm an alcoholic.
You mean you don't want to admit that you're an alcoholic?
What?
Mom, just go on the website.
I hope it's not another questionnaire.
I already answered this questionnaire for you.
And?
Answered yes to most of the questions. I know that you enjoy drinking alone, that you tried to stop but went back to drinking. You were not interested in taking me to school. Your days were spent just living to drink. You were abusive to me, but it was blackout for you. And there was so much of trouble at home, but it was never your fault. What was the other questionnaire about?
Just some random questionnaire I answered with your dad.
This AA website really helps.
How did you get to know about this website?
There was a talk at school about living with parents that are alcoholics some time back. At that time, I never thought it would happen to me. The word AA stuck with me and I started doing my research.
I'm going into my second week that I haven't touched alcohol, Nikki. You're not living with a parent that's an alcoholic. Do you still think I'm an alcoholic?
No, Mom. It's not about what I think. Only when you confess to yourself that you're an alcoholic, then only can your journey of healing take place. All I'm asking is for you to go through this website and read up on everything. I'm going to make some tea. Would you like some?
Yes, that would be nice.
Read the 12 steps and traditions.
Where's that?
Go back. Right now, click the homepage at the bottom.
Okay, I got it.
It's nice you brought Nikki out with the dogs, Pammy.
I can't keep her in the house any longer. But I also wanted to speak to you, Mom.
Oh, about?
Nikki and Dan brought attention to my drinking. Today, Nikki told me to read the AA website, which made me reflect about my personal life. There's these 12 steps and traditions.
Yeah?
I found it interesting.
How so?
When I started drinking, I stopped praying.
Hmm?
I know you told me I needed help, and you kept telling me to pray.
Yes?
But I didn't understand you.
You did understand me, but you had already chosen alcohol as your healer. Pammy, ask yourself, when did you start drinking?
When baby passed on.
Yeah, but how did it happen?
When I was alone. Dan was working more, and I was thinking about the loss of the baby. I remember going to the drinking cabinet. I poured a single shot of whiskey. After I drank it, I felt at ease and not so sad. As days went by, my thirst for it increased. I needed more to numb the pain.
The alcohol fooled you that it was healing you. I would come home and the lamp was not washed. You stopped fasting on auspicious days.
I was angry, Mom.
I know you were. Don't you see, Pammy? The devil was in the bottle. In the pretense, it was healing you.
I was looking at my bank statement. So much money was wasted on alcohol.
I told you. Your uncle ended up on the streets because of his drinking. His family could only do so much for him. He couldn't help himself. You were heading in that path. I think what was eye-opening for me is when you were pouring alcohol in your coffee and then you dropped the cup. You blamed me for everything. Your words were so cutting. But you had to have your final say. I could see less of my Pammy and more of an evil force taking over you. Go and get whatever help you need and don't go there again. We'll help you all the way, Pammy.
Thank you. Mr. Holmes, please take a seat.
Thanks, Dan. I did some investigation into Vinesh's sister, Sunitha.
And?
Well, she comes out clean. No criminal records, no deaths. She has a baby.
Married?
Yes.
So she had no motive?
I think she was at the right place, but at the wrong time. According to her, she thought that you were robbing them. That's why she sprayed your eyes with pepper spray. You were in her mother's house, after all.
If there's no evidence against her, leave it as it is.
I do have a gut instinct that she does have skeletons in her closet.
Never mind. Let's focus on putting Shorty away for a very long time. You spoke to Vinesh.
He's willing to do whatever he can to help. However, his main concern is his mum and his sister. I assured him that they won't be harmed. The more time I'm spending questioning this guy, I realize he was manipulated and forced into this kidnapping. Shorty knew his weakness and exploited it.
I also heard he comes from a poor family, but it's a good home.
So it's your call how much evidence we use against him. Also, remember, your wife will be dragged into it. The question may arise whether she's a fit mother. The case can take many turns. You must be ready for that. If you have Vinesh on your side, the whole truth need not be revealed.
Let's make this a win-win situation for Vinesh and my family. But Shorty needs to feel the wrath of justice.
Thank you for your time. I'll get on to it. Mr. Pitt, this place looks similar to the office setting for the movie The Godfather.
You have an eye for detail, Mr. Holmes.
That's why I come at a price. Have a good day, Mr. Pitt.
Hello?
Savvy.
Fasi, how are you?
I'm doing okay, but my house is like a funeral is happening.
Because of your friend?
She cries one way non-stop. She don't want to eat. She can't stop thinking about her son.
Shame. A mother's love for a child.
You alone at home?
Yeah, Dan, Pammy and Nikki went to spend some family time.
They didn't ask you to come.
They did, but I didn't want to go. They got a lot to work through as a family.
Yeah, for true. Dan didn't say anything about the case.
He did. He spoke to Mr. Holmes today. They're going to try and help Vinesh, provided Vinesh helps them put the main guy behind bars.
Oh, that's good news. I must tell Sushila.
Okay, we'll speak later. Bye.
Did you have a good day, Nikki?
It was a very eventful day for Mom and me.
Oh? What did you get up to?
I was doing some research into my alcohol, and Nikki helped me find the right information I was looking for.
Right information?
I was reading about the 12 steps and traditions on the AA website.
Then after that, we went for a drive to the park.
To the park? That's not safe.
I took the dogs with us. Ma was also with us. We needed to get out of the house and get some fresh air.
As long as you were safe.
We need to take control of our life. Nikki's going back to school tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Don't you think it's too soon for her?
We're nearing the end of the term, Dad, and I don't want to miss out on work that will be important for the exam.
Okay, Nikki, if you say you're ready, then you're ready.
Dad and I were talking about the cell phone, my baby. We've decided that you don't need a cell phone right now.
I understand why you two may think that. I respect that decision.
Okay, my baby. Let's eat. Food is getting cold. Thanks for spoiling us, Dan. I really needed this time out.
Can I take your order for drinks now? We have a special for half-price cocktails.
No, thanks. We'll just have water.
I'd like a cocktail. They're colorful drinks. I'd love to try it.
No, Nikki.
People are looking at you. What's wrong?
What did I say wrong?
Nikki, a cocktail has alcohol.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's okay, honey. We'll get you a mocktail. Is strawberry okay?
Yes.
That's all, sir?
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry for my outburst.
I didn't think a cocktail had alcohol.
All cocktails have alcohol, Nikki, but mocktails don't.
Please excuse me.
Mom didn't mean to shout at you. It's just that she's not touching alcohol and I think it's affecting her. She's becoming a bit quick-tempered.
Is she becoming quick-tempered because there's no alcohol in her system?
Well, one of the side effects. Let's just be patient with her. When she comes back, we'll just laugh the whole thing off.
Okay.
Are you okay, Pammy?
Yeah, I just had a hot flush. I felt a bit dizzy. Were all these people looking at me when I raised my voice?
For a brief moment. Then it stopped.
I thought they'd never stop looking at me.
Did you rinse your face?
I needed the cold water on my face. It seemed everything was spinning.
Here's your mocktail, young lady. Your water, sir and ma'am.
Thank you.
It is awesome. Real strawberries crushed. It has a sharp taste.
Sharp taste? Dan, taste it.
Okay, I'll sort this out.
It was alcohol?
Stay calm, I'll call the waiter.
Here he comes.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
I asked for a mocktail for my daughter. I can taste traces of alcohol.
I'm sorry, sir. I did give the correct order.
I demand to see your manager. You're serving alcohol to a minor? I asked to see your manager.
My manager had an emergency to attend to. He's not here.
Who is next in charge?
I.
How can you be next in charge? Listen here. We came here for a good family meal and to spend quality time. But you've just destroyed our entire evening.
Ma'am, your daughter didn't drink the entire glass.
It only starts with one sip. I can clearly see you're incompetent.
Pammy, calm down. I'll handle this. Can I have the phone?
Yes, sir.
We're not paying for this call. We're leaving. Let's go.
Mom, the people are looking at you now.
I don't care if they're looking. People should focus on their own plates.
Sir, I need your details to give to my manager.
Here's my business card.
I apologize for any inconvenience, sir. I hope it will be an enjoyable experience the next time.
There won't be a next time.
I didn't expect y'all back so early. Why is everyone silent? Nikki.
It's been like this the whole way from the restaurant.
I'm so angry, Mom. Nikki orders the drink in the restaurant and the incompetent waiter puts alcohol in it.
Yes, it was very sloppy, but you could have handled it differently, Pammy.
He deserved everything he got. What if Nikki had drunk the whole thing?
Pammy, calm down. I'll speak to the manager tomorrow.
I'm making some tea. Anyone for tea?
Ma, go drink your tea. Nikki, go and get ready for school tomorrow. Your father and I need to talk.
Pammy Breed, we're here for you. Nobody needs to go anywhere. You're trying to build a wall. You don't need to do that. You feel like you're crumbling and you're not in control of yourself. And that's okay. Come here. I want to hold you.
Dan, I'm not feeling good.
You're not feeling good is a sign that you're feeling something. Trust me. We are not going to let you fight this battle alone.
Thank you for listening to Bottled Up by Samantha Govender. Join us again tomorrow for another gripping episode.